Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today.
Day number 265.
All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll free. It's 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program. Poor Joey today, on stage, Jill Biden next to him, seems to forget his own granddaughter's name. You know, they keep putting the president out there, and he keeps struggling so much. I think maybe I'd hide him back in the basement bunker down in Delaware. Listen.
And Secretary of Education, Miguel Cardona, where are you, Miguel?
Yeah, where is my...
He says, there he is. He's educating people in the back. There you go.
Miguel. Did you say Naomi, too?
I didn't see Naomi.
She's over here. How can you miss her?
Well, I'll tell you what. Hey, Naomi, how are you? That's my granddaughter, our oldest granddaughter.
And her fiancé.
I can't see.
And Peter.
And Peter. Well, you all have to know all this, you know. It's really important.
Okay. It's a little scary. Let me go to, one of the big issues in any of these primaries that are upcoming, it happens to be the economy. Now the Roe v. Wade issues has come front and center. And now we have packing the court discussions left and right on these, especially by, you know, the likes of Adam Schiff, all the predictable actors. Here's Donald Trump predicting what would happen to this economy. It was during one of the debates with Biden, if Biden was elected president.
Let me tell you about the stock market. When the stock market goes up, that means jobs. It also means 401ks. If you got in, if you ever became president with your ideas, you want to terminate my taxes, I'll tell you what, you'll lose half of the companies that have poured in here will leave, and plenty
half
of companies that are already here, they'll leave for other places. They will leave, and you will have a depression, of which you've never seen.
And that is exactly what's happening. I mean, you think of all that has changed in, you know, a little over a year, almost a year and a half at this point. Did you ever think we'd have record high gas prices, 40-year high of inflation, chaos at our borders, a disaster in Afghanistan? Did you ever think law and order, we defund the police, dismantle the police, we have no bail laws like the guy that tried to attack Dave Chappelle? Did you ever think that could happen this fast? One race that we're watching two races down in the great state of Georgia. We're watching our friend Herschel Walker and Team Herschel, and we're also watching this primary challenge of David Perdue versus the current governor That would be Mr. Kemp, Brian Kemp, who to me has not done a particularly good job for the people of Georgia, but that's going to be the people of Georgia that decides. I've noticed a tightening in the polls. I had saw an analysis by Insider Advantage, and they're, you know, some of the best pollsters in Georgia. It's interesting. You have Trafalgar. That's Robert Cahaly out of Georgia. Then you have Matt Towery, who once ran for lieutenant governor in Georgia and was in the state legislature for a long time. We welcome back David Perdue. Welcome back, sir. Glad you could be with us.
Thanks, Sean, for having me. Yeah, it's a big race here in Georgia. Thank you for covering it.
Well, what he's basically saying, there's two things that are at risk here. There was this ridiculous poll I saw posted somewhere, and I immediately called Robert and Matt and had them look into the analytics behind it. They said, this is total BS. This race is very likely now headed towards a runoff. And what's interesting, in the state of Georgia, no incumbent that I know of has ever won a runoff race against a challenger. Is that true?
In modern times, that's right. I mean, we've only had three Republican governors in our history. And what we're doing, there's a gap right now, Sean, between what I see out here in the field. We've been running around the state since December, taking our campaign to the people. This is people versus politicians. The establishment is what people are upset about: crime, education, the economy, inflation. Those are top topics here. The election was to start with, and now they've got real concerns. Crime right now, Georgia, the Atlanta crime rate is out of control. Rapes and murders are up 60% this year. Murder rate in Atlanta is the highest in the country. And at the same time, we're short 1,200 law enforcement officers in our five major cities. This is at the feet of the governor. He's responsible for this lackadaisical approach to protecting the people of Georgia.
All right, so there's a lot of big issues. What are the major differences? Like, for example, we just had this leak of a motion that they're debating the obvious question of whether they should repeal Roe v. Wade, and it looks like the justices are leaning in that direction, or at least five of the nine. If in fact that happens, what is the difference between your position and Brian Kemp's position?
Well, first of all, we've waited 49 years to get this overturned. Roe v. Wade was an overreaching ruling. Even Justice Ginsburg, before she was a Supreme Court justice, said that in the 90s, that it was overreaching. It would one day be overturned. And here we are. It will be overturned, according to Justice Roberts. And in Georgia, what I've said is if I were a sitting governor, I would reconvene immediately the General Assembly to ban all abortions in Georgia. And I've asked the governor to do the same thing, to give us his commitment that he would do the same thing. And the reason is we all need to be aligned at the shoulder here and to stand up against this onslaught. You remember the Kavanaugh onslaught during his confirmation. That was primarily driven by the pro-abortion groups. And so here we have three conservative justices under Donald Trump got appointed and were confirmed, and that's why we were able to get this historic ruling. Hopefully it'll come down soon.
Well, I think it's absolutely. I did watch one of the debates that you had with Brian Kemp, and I thought you just destroyed him. And I guess maybe that's where the tightening of the race came. I couldn't even believe it. It's like he didn't even show up for the debate, and you went in. You were breathing fire.
Well, we have to. I mean, I'm in here fighting for the people like I've been doing since I got elected in 14. Sean, I mean, after the election in 2020, and we saw the problem there, as I asked for a special session and was said no, and I went to court three times and asked for the Rad Raffensperger's resignation, the Secretary of State. So what we're doing now is calling out where the governor has not supported the law. We know that he's not enforcing law right now. He's let the law enforcement officers wither on the vine, but he's also letting our schools being taken over by the woke mob. And then here's the big thing, economic development. What he's doing is fighting me on eliminating the state income tax. We know that would be a big boom to our economy here, like it has been for Florida and Tennessee and Texas. And in addition to that, he's giving hundreds of million now, $1.5 billion to a company primarily owned by George Soros, a California woke company, to come into Georgia. And this is the type of economic growth that is not productive, doesn't give a good return for taxpayers, Sean.
No, I totally agree. Now, President Trump has endorsed you over the incumbent. It's always tough to take on an incumbent in a race like yours, the gubernatorial race in Georgia. What has that endorsement meant to you in this race?
It's huge. In Georgia, President Trump has a stronger following in Georgia than any other state in the country. That endorsement gives me credibility that that means that I'm a fighter. Donald Trump would never have endorsed me if I hadn't stood with him in 16 to get him elected, and in 17 and 18 in the United States Senate to get his economic agenda passed and to get it implemented. He is fighting. He's done an in-person rally here with tens of thousands of people here. We did a tele-rally the other night with upwards of 100,000 people on it. I mean, he is all into this race. It's so important that if we want a conservative Republican in the White House in 24 and we want the Senate majority back this year, we have to win that Senate seat, Georgia, but more importantly, you have to win this governor seat. And I don't believe that Brian Kemp, who has divided the party, can pull the MAGA voter out in November, and that's the problem.
I think that is a big problem in the state of Georgia. That would also impact the Senate race, which is critical. I'm looking at Herschel Walker as a guarantee pickup, and I think you and him do better as a 1-2 punch, which is why I've supported your candidacy. And I have many of the same criticisms you do of Brian Kemp. I don't dislike him. I don't even know him. I've never talked to the guy. Maybe once I've talked to him. I don't know. And he, I just don't think he served the people of Georgia particularly well. And it's just going to be interesting, to see how this thing comes out. Now, my understanding is early voting has already started. And when is it? The 24th?
May 24th is election day. Early voting started this past Monday. We have more early voting in Georgia than states like Delaware and New Jersey and New York, Sean. This idea that Stacey Abrams has perpetrated about voter suppression in Georgia is a lie from the pit of hell. I'm encouraging everybody to get out and vote, Sean, and so far it's very encouraging. A big percentage of people voting early already are people who have not voted in a primary before, so that is good news for us.
What do you think about Stacey Abrams, who had next to no money, tons of debt when she ran for governor 4 years ago, and now she's a multimillionaire?
Well, it's a crime, really. I mean, the way she's been able to manipulate campaign finance and all these super PACs and everything, drawing these big salaries and so forth, but she is pandering on the back of the people of Georgia. She doesn't care about the people of Georgia. She wants to run for president. She said it publicly. She wants open voting here. She wants HR1, which is a national voting law, and she is going to be Biden's biggest supporter, if you can imagine that, if we allow that. This is a train wreck waiting to happen. There's no Republican going to win in 24 in the White House if Stacey Abrams is the governor of Georgia.
Well, this is an important race. Early voting in Georgia is going on now. People want to read your positions on the issues. Where do they go, Senator?
Thanks, Sean. It's VotePurdue.com. VotePurdue.com. Thanks, Sean.
All right, we really appreciate you being with us. We'll check in before Election Day. This is an important primary. All right, quick break. We'll come right back. We'll get to the phones. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Let's hit our busy phones here. Gene is in Florida. Gene, how are you? Glad you called.
Thank you, Sean. I'm a longtime listener, watcher, your TV show, and this is the first time I've ever called.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling. I'm glad you made the big step, and I hope you'll do it more often.
Well, listen, I've got a lot of great friends that, in my mind, they just don't get it. They like everything that Trump did, but they say, well, I think it'd be good if we had somebody else, maybe if you would endorse somebody and not run himself. You think he's toxic to some people, et cetera, et cetera. I have a different theory altogether. I mean,
did you see the question that I gave him the last interview when he was on TV? We played it on radio also. And I asked him, I said, okay, I know you're not going to answer the question of whether you're running. He can't because of election laws, basically. He just says, I think people will be happy with my decision. So I already knew that answer. So I said, is there any one thing that you can think of off the top of your head that you would do differently? And I thought it was a really interesting answer. He said, I know the fake news media now for who they are and how toxic they are. I'd spend far less time dealing with them and more time fixing the mess that Joe Biden is leaving this country in. And I really got the impression that he meant it, number one. Number two, I got the impression that if he stays away from the media, he's far better off. He doesn't need them anyway, I think, in my opinion.
I, Sean, I agree with you. The other thing that people just don't give any recollection to is the fact that this guy was being attacked on all sides for 4 years, or actually started longer, even before he got elected. But he was, you know, had nobody that he could really count on, and it took him a while to sort some things out with some of his choices for some of the positions that he had to fill. I think he's learned a heck of a lot, too. So, you know, this idea of, you know, Ron DeSantis, who's my governor, and we love him. He was my congressman before. But I don't believe that Ron DeSantis can get it done, even if Trump endorses him. And look at what, and he doesn't run.
I'll tell you right now. Look, I happen to like both of them. I think DeSantis is on record as saying that he would serve out his full term, and I've heard people speculate about it. Ron DeSantis is what, 43, 44 years old?
Got plenty of time.
He's got plenty of time. I actually would make this bold prediction. I think one day he will be a president. I really believe that.
I believe that too.
And
how about the idea of a Trump DeSantis ticket?
Yeah, that's okay, but I think the rest of the people in your state are going to be mad if you lose their governor, and one of them would have to be Trump, has to move out of state. You'd have to move either back to New York or to New Jersey or wherever the hell he wants to go. But for that to happen, I think it would be a powerful ticket, to be honest. I think I'm very fond of both of them. I think Ron has been a phenomenal congressman. I've known him for a long time. A phenomenal governor. I think he'll win re-election fairly easily. I think the world of him. I truly believe he'll be president. I think he's an heir apparent. If I were to recommend, I think it's always in the best interest of people to finish the office they took on first. And if Trump ran and won in 2024, I could easily see him being the front runner right out of the box.
Oh, that's what that's why I was just wondering if he was on the ticket, he'd have that experience, and we could maybe look at 12 years at minimum, that we could control some things and really get things straight down.
We've got to save this country. Right now, the country is a mess. I didn't think it could happen this bad, this fast. It has. It's not good. And we all know it's not good, and we've got to do something to fix it. Anyway, appreciate your call. Thank you so much for being with us. 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, you're going to meet a congresswoman that's absolutely amazing from New Hampshire at the bottom of this hour. And then we're going to get your calls coming up. Quick break, right back.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy.
Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
You know, I've been talking for months now about the Knox entry system and how it helps law enforcement gain access that they need to schools during, you know, hostile events or emergencies. In fact, more than 200 municipalities currently trust Knox entry system to provide a secure and efficient means to get access where and when they need it. Now, businesses and airports and specific industrial applications, they have now joined schools and law enforcement and fire departments and are using the Knox entry system to manage first responder access and or authorized service activity. Why? To better protect and monitor their critical assets. When seconds matter, Knox entry allows you to develop a customized access strategy complete with an audit trail and rapid flexibility. If your company has important assets that you want to protect, well, contact Knox today for more information on their innovative Knox entry system. Go to their website. It's Knox, K-N-O-X.com. That's Knox.com for more information.
All right, speaking of the truth about Congress, there's a conservative in New Hampshire. Now, I love the state of New Hampshire, Live Free or Die. Sounds like a great book title, doesn't it? America and the World on the Brink. Thank you for making it a number one bestseller. But anyway, the people of New Hampshire are ruggedly independent. They remind me a lot of people in like South Dakota, North Dakota, Alaska. This defines a New England state that is very different from the rest of New England. Like, for example, Rhode Island and Massachusetts, just to begin with. And anyway, so we have a poll coming up, and I've been friends with a former senator from Massachusetts, Scott Brown, for a long time, and he was the ambassador to New Zealand under President Trump. And interestingly, one day I'm talking to him, and he tells me a story that his wife, Gail Huff Brown, comes home and says, well, if you're not running, I'm running. And she is now running, and it was apparently with the elections and polling indicating an amazing dissatisfaction with the status quo in New Hampshire. I really believe that this is a very, very winnable race. When I see and identify real conservatives, she is a conservative. She's a working mom. She's a grandmother, military spouse. She reported 30 years. She reported at the news in Boston on television and known for giving her voice to the voiceless. This is her campaign ad. And of course, we were going to invite her celebrity husband, but why bother? Anyway, here.
I'm Gail Huff Brown. I'm standing at the United States-Mexico border. Under Joe Biden and Chris Pappas, our border has become a national security and humanitarian crisis. I spent the day with border officials, and like so many in law enforcement, these agents are understaffed, under-resourced, and often underappreciated. And while Biden and Pappas do nothing, we see more trafficking of humans and separation of families at the border, and more trafficking of deadly drugs like fentanyl that come to New Hampshire. Enough is enough. We need to support our Border Patrol agents. We need to finish building the wall that President Trump started, and we need to secure our border.
Anyway, Gail Huff Brown now joins us. All right, so your husband's a senator, then he becomes an ambassador, and you're watching the political scene. He's not getting back into politics, and you came home, as I understand the story goes, and said to Scott Brown, I'm running. And what was that reaction like?
Not doing that. Please tell me you're not doing that, honey. I love you so much. And if you do that, I don't know.
By the way, you're talking about what Scott said.
Because guess what? We've already been to the swamp once. Why would you go back? Listen, thank you, Sean. I appreciate you having me on. It was shocking for him, but we had spent 4 years down in the Indo-Pacific, and we were supporting the America First, obviously the America First agenda. We were sent by President Trump and Scott, the ambassador, myself as the president of the diplomatic spouses, and every single day, you know, we were battling back against China and against the bad actors in that region. And I became ever more aware of how wonderful and amazing it was to be an American. Well, we came home and we found a very, very different America under Joe Biden. So different. We didn't even recognize it. And at first I thought, okay, well, let's give this some time. Let's give it some time. And then the day of the withdrawal, I was absolutely infuriated when I watched we pulled our, Joe Biden, he said right from the beginning, I'm taking full responsibility. He pulled our troops out of there, leaving hundreds of Americans behind. And I'll tell you something, Sean, and you know this, our commander-in-chief has one job. That job is to protect Americans at home and abroad. And he couldn't even do that. I was furious, and I've followed along.
I'm still furious about it. And
I am, too. The fact that we had 13 Americans who were killed there, I mean, that's criminal. And I've said all along, that is criminal. And we have to stop Joe Biden. And Scott said, well, what are you going to do about it? I said, you know what? I'm tired of complaining, Scott. I'm tired of complaining. I'm tired of saying, oh, you know, this and that. No, I'm going to step up, and I'm going to have a voice in the arena, or I'm just going to shut up. And he said, okay, fine, do it.
You know,
so here we are.
So let's go over, and I've now looked through all the materials, and I'll be honest, Gail, I'm not giving endorsements out easily this season, but I am endorsing your candidacy. And
thank you, sir.
The main reason is your platform, and I want the people of New Hampshire and the rest of the country to hear and understand the type of candidates that I will support. Like you, like Herschel Walker, like Tim Scott, like Dr. Oz, who got just smear job today. Politics is such an ugly sport. I guess they call it a blood sport for a good reason. And I want you to explain your philosophy so people can understand, in your words, not mine. I can tell everybody what it means for me to be a conservative in less than a minute, but I want to hear from you.
Oh, it's so simple. It's so simple, and people make it so complicated. It's about supporting the Constitution. It's about supporting freedom for everyone. It's about low taxes. It's about liberty. And it's about allowing for prosperity and happiness. I mean, God forbid, and happiness. It's about providing, what is my grandchild? I have a one-year-old granddaughter, and what kind of America is she going to grow up in? Is she going to have the opportunities that Scott and I have had? Scott and I came from nothing. We came from nothing, and we worked, and we worked, and we worked, and we worked, and we worked so hard, and we did achieve the American dream. We bought a house. We raised a family. Will they have that opportunity? Not if we're a socialist country, and that seems to be the direction we're headed.
You know,
so I am convinced that we have to turn our country around, and we can do that by taking back the House and the Senate.
I think it's the only way, and I call this an inflection point for the country, and I've said it on other elections, but it's never been this urgent for me, in as much as it's a tipping point election, and I never thought, even writing Live Free or Die, which I think you might appreciate being from New Hampshire, by the way, if you're just joining us, Gail Huff Brown is with us, Scott Brown's wife, she's running for Congress in New Hampshire, a very important pickup seat for the Republicans, they've gotta get this seat, and anyway, so I'm sitting and I'm watching, I said Live Free or Die, America and the World on the Brink, and I really had no idea how right I would be. And it turns out I was more right than I ever dreamed I'd be. And I wish I was wrong. We now see the economy spiraling even more out of control every day. We see what reducing the world supply of the lifeblood of every economy, energy, oil, gas, what it has done. And now we have a president begging to make a deal with the Iranian mullahs, begging, you know, the Venezuelan dictator, thug. And we have all of this energy right here under our own feet, and we don't tap into it. How crazy is that?
It makes no sense. We were energy independent under Donald Trump. Under President Trump, and the fact that the country has just shifted directions so quickly and fallen into this kind of inflation, gas prices. I mean, I have friends here in New Hampshire that are having a hard time making ends meet. They can't afford to buy food. They can't afford to pay for the gas to get to work. This is really affecting Americans, and I wish people would wake up and realize that people are really hurting all across this country. We have to do something to help them. We have to.
You know, if America would just return to the policies of Donald Trump on energy, on the borders, law and order, safe, so everyone can be safe and secure, if we had parental involvement and education, have school choice and break this unholy alliance with teachers unions and the Democratic Party, if we went back to lower taxes, not raising taxes, Every problem that I'm mentioning here was preventable, and all of them are easily fixable. It will take time now because of all the damage that's being done, but it can be fixed.
It can be fixed, but the first thing we have to do, as you know, Sean, is we have to stop Joe Biden. We have to stop him. The only way we can do that is to put up a blockade. You know, and then they have all sorts of other fancy ways of getting around that with, you know, reconciliations. We know that all too well. And the filibuster, and we have to be able to take our country back. And the only way we're going to do that is obviously by putting a Republican back in the corner office. It has to happen.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I think this is going to be the year that the Republicans will take the majority in the House. I think the Senate is a little bit tougher. What is your position on where the race stands in terms of right direction, wrong direction, and generic ballot?
Well, in terms of the country, here's my biggest concern, Sean. I keep hearing Republicans say, oh, red wave, red wave. You know what? There's still a long time until the election. We cannot sit back and say, oh, we're going to win. We're going to win. We have to fight every single day. Every single day. And it concerns me a lot when I hear Republicans say, oh, don't worry, we're going to take plenty of seats. I hope we do. I hope we do. I hope we do have a red wave. But what if we don't? I mean, the point is we have to get people out to vote. Do not stay home and say, you know, my neighbor, he's a good Republican. She's a good conservative. She's going to go vote. No. Everybody has to go out and vote. In my particular race, I mean, there are some opponents in the primary. I obviously am very, very much running this race to win it. I have an opponent, Matt Mowers. I don't know if you heard about this, but there's a voting scandal around him. He voted here in New Hampshire in the presidential primary 2016 when he was working for Chris Christie. And then in the same election went down to New Jersey where he's from and voted again.
Yeah.
I mean, this is exactly what our party is fighting. We have to stop. We have to stop voter fraud. It has to happen. And election integrity is a major emphasis of my campaign, along with border security.
Yeah, and energy independence, and low taxes, and less government, and peace through strength. Really simple principles, but they work profoundly in my mind.
Yes, they do.
How can people get in touch with you? Want to find out more about your positions? Gail Huff Brown, running for the first district in the great state of New Hampshire. How can people read your position papers?
I would love to have them go to my website. It's Gail Huff Brown for Congress, and they will find out everything I know and all of the policies that I support, and the fact that I am a conservative who believes that we can take our country back. We have to be hopeful. We have to be hopeful, but we have to work hard, Sean. We have to work hard.
That's the only way, and you have to act like you're 5 points down and fight that way the entire time. We'll watch this race closely. Anyway, Gail Huff Brown, best of luck. Appreciate you being with us. All right, let's hit our busy phones. Mike is in Florida. Mike, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, good, man. How you doing, Sean?
I'm good, my friend. What's going on?
Awesome, man. Yeah, no, you know, I just wanted to talk. I'm down here in Orlando, Florida, and I, you know, to add on with all this this craziness going on, man, my truck is it definitely feels the gas prices. I went from filling it up with the DEF fluid about $500 all the way to just barely underneath $1,000 to fill it up, man. It's really crazy how one president of the United States, one president, has that much authority over the entire world. The entire world is crumbling because Joe Biden sat in the presidency, man. I think that's just absolutely nuts.
Now, you're a trucker. Let me ask you, you're not making any less money than you used to. You're just charging more for your services to cover the higher cost of diesel, correct?
Well, actually, I'm not an owner-operator. I work for a company. However, I will say that my boss did just recently give me a raise so it would cover all this craziness going on. I told him, dude, I don't think I'm going to be able to stay in Orlando. And he was like, no, wait. I'll give you a raise. So it worked out for me, you know. So I'm actually, I'm all right. I'm feeling I'm feeling just like I did last year, you know, just about par with the bills and everything.
So in other words, you didn't get a raise, but it's not, in other words, all these costs, additional costs, because Joe artificially reduced the supply of energy, is now being passed on to we the consumer. And by the way, you shouldn't make one penny less. As a matter of fact, demand for trucking is for the last 6 months, I think it's waned recently a little bit, has never been higher. Listen, you are so important to the lifeline of our economy. I cannot thank you for enough for what you do every day. Really appreciate you being on there and giving us a bird's eye view of what's really going on in the economy. Yeah, I have friends of mine that are contractors down in Florida. Florida's going to be far more immune to the impact of the negative impacts on this economy because so many people are moving there. Quick break, right back.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today. 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.